there are millions of small businesses in the UK, but in 2013, only 13,000 of them claimed back the cash that they were entitled to from the government. £46,000 on average, they say. If you've spent time and resources carrying out new product development or working on innovative solutions, you could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Stuart did.
My company, Travel Welfare, have been developing new cost-effective software for issuing vouchers to delayed flight passengers. Rift Research and Development helped me claim tens of thousands of pounds back against the staff time and material costs I invested. It was such a simple process and they completed everything for me, so I had nothing to worry about. I would strongly recommend Rift and I'll be using them again.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Jobs in Kent.com.
If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm off my jack, keep your hands off of my stack.
Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, April the 21st, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. Well, we've got loads of tweets still coming in. We've got loads of emails. We're going to read a couple of those, and then we're going to talk to our next studio guest, which we're really looking forward to. We've had loads of silly tweets, obviously, with various neon-coloured tutus in them. if you're going to tweet that kind of stuff, please do a donation to my Zimbathon page as well.
Yes, a pound or more.
Just a pound, even 50p. I tell you what, even 50p will help us getting in a target, just 50p each. I've got 12,000 followers on Twitter. If you donated 50p each, that's 6 grand. Yeah? What's not to like? So do give us 50p. But we've had a tweet from the lovely Jill. Jill, you can find her on the Twitter at TYPLTD. TYPLTD, that stands for Target Your Potential. But it's TYPLTD. And she says, Paul, we have a business innovation zone which is opening on Thursday the 23rd. That's this Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and again from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the evening. And it's in Edenbridge over there in West Kent. Do come along. So if you want to find out more about the Business Innovation Zone that's opening on Thursday the 23rd, do follow Jill on the Twitter at TYPLTD, TYPLTD, and find out more about that.
Liz Nurse, Liz in America, is getting very excited about your product, the Hippos, and she said she has to dash, but she's going to connect with you later on. And she's in Maryland. Yeah. We have a lot of USA listeners.
And YBC Southeast has said, very interesting listening to Samantha Bowen on the Business Bunker Show today. So thank you for that, guys. Chris Pollard has tweeted in. We got dozens of tweets, and we've also got some washing on the line. Oh, no, it's a baby vest hanging on a microphone stand. Thank you, Jules.
Yeah, I thought I should. And you know our friend Whitstable Stove, the lovely Mark Smith, has said that you were actually fibbing, and he didn't say anything awful about me at all.
Did he not?
No.
Oh, I must have made that bit up.
Yeah, I think you did. I think it popped out.
Sorry, Mark.
I was going to go home and pop in on him in Saddleton Road in Whitstable on the way home and check, you see.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, he would have said it if he'd have thought about it, I'm sure.
I don't think so.
I just want to read you this, and then we're going to come to our next guest. The Department for Business Innovation and Skills have now confirmed that there will be a ban on exclusivity clauses in zero-hour contracts. They have been trying to do this since last November, but of course they drafted the bill really badly and left enough loopholes in it that you could drive a horse and cart through it, so it was quite pointless. But they are saying that they will ban them, so please don't write them, because if you do, they won't be enforceable once they've passed the law through the statute books. But it is coming. Exclusivity clauses in zero-hour contracts will be banned under the Small Business Bill, the Department for Business Innovation and Skills has confirmed in a response to a consultation on the issue. The ban will not apply to contracts that guarantee a weekly income above a certain threshold or a basic pay rate of £20 an hour or more. Okay. Secondary legislation will be introduced to deal with employers who breach the ban and to provide the employee compensation. The Small Business Bill was originally expected to become law later this month, but it's still progressing through Parliament at this time. So please, don't wait for it to become law. Just don't do it. That's the easiest way of handling that. You don't need an exclusivity contract. I'll tell you what, Jules, you can read one more thing and then we're going to speak to Sonia.
There's a lot going on, Paul Andrews.
There is.
The definitive list of what's going on along the coast, the Coastal Towns event website, has come about in a trial format after a number of Whitstable and Herne Bay liaison group meetings.
Whitstable liaisons, eh? I've heard about that. I know. It happens over there, doesn't it?
It does.
That kind of thing.
We go out to in a little rowing boat to do it.
Yeah, I've heard. In the middle of the bay.
This is run experimentally by Red Sands Radio and powered by Cool Webs. The site quickly proved popular and at the trial peak listed more than 700 events. With local authority approval and a positive reaction from the community and business, the site has relaunched in a more appealing and user-friendly format. It's easy to use and simple to get your event quickly added. It's going on locally. It should be on the Coastal Towns Events website from Red Sands Radio. This is from Bob Leroy. And the website is www.redsandsradio.co.uk.
Cool. And Red Sands will be back on the air in July, presumably.
Probably, yes.
They normally broadcast through the summer, don't they?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They were interested in having a Business Bunker show, weren't they?
They were indeed, yeah. Cool. Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our second guest of the day onto the Business Bunker show, the lovely Sonia Wood. Hello, Sonia. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
It's really lovely to have you on the Business Bunker show. Sonia is the director of Eco Sand Services.
That's right.
And Sonia's going to tell us all about her business, what it is, and tell us a little bit about her and the kind of things she gets up to, because she's a very busy lady. Sonia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do tell us about Eco Sand Services and what you do.
Okay. Well, if I start at the beginning, Eco Sand Services came about really by accident. I used to work for a company and I used to sell washroom products.
Right.
And unfortunately, I was made redundant. Okay. I'd been there for about 5 years.
Silly, silly people.
I know. And the company was sold to a large company who obviously said, we don't need you guys, we've got our own people. And so I was waved goodbye. And I suddenly began to realise that actually, they say as one door closes, so another door opens.
Absolutely, it does.
And I actually realised that there was an opportunity here to actually take the plunge and set up on my own.
Take the plunge.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have a puntastic afternoon, don't you worry. When was this, Sonia?
This was back in 2006.
Okay.
So I decided to take the plunge and said to my husband, do you know what, there's an opportunity here. So we only had enough money to last for 3 months to pay the mortgage, and then that was it, we were on our own. And we were so passionate about setting our own business up, we thought, do you know what, we're going to succeed. Mm. There's no, you know, failure in the equation.
If you don't know Sonia, that might not mean anything. If you do know Sonia, you'll just be nodding sagely.
Yes. Yeah. So we thought, whatever it takes to make the business successful, that's what we'll do. So we started off working from home. My husband was doing the servicing side of our business, the invoicing side, and I was out there banging on doors saying to people, hey, you know, we're a new business, we're passionate about what we do, and let me just tell you about what we do.
Sure.
Very exciting. We actually specialise in washroom services, and people say to me, washroom services, what is it? And our core business really is sanitary and nappy disposal and collection. Right. So we work on business to business, we go round to businesses and we take away their waste and dispose of it correctly. People don't realise, but things that you can do at home domestically, you can't always do commercially. Right. So for example, you know, with a nursery, you shouldn't really be putting your nappy waste out for the dustman to take away, for example.
Okay. And I was going to ask you about that. When you talked about commercial nappy waste, my mind boggled for a moment.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So that's what we do. That's our core business. The other dimension to the business, which we've added on at a later date, is we provide mats in the business. So what that means is we have matting that goes into an entrance and it takes 80% of dirt that enters a building, comes into a building on people's feet. So right, I noticed you
haven't
one
in my house.
I noticed you haven't got a mat here. We've
got loads of alpaca poo,
though. Nice.
We have 80% of dirt in the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes in on people's feet. And dirt is very damaging and very abrasive.
Sure.
So when it comes in and it's walked in, it wears away carpet, it wears away
lovely floors.
And does a lot of damage. Mm. And so these mats are like dustbins. But like a dustbin, it has to be emptied. So we've got our own little laundry at EcoSan, and we take the mats and they're swapped over once a fortnight. So one mat comes up and the clean one goes down. And then what we do is we take the mat and put it into the into our laundry and it's washed and cleaned.
Then
once a fortnight it's swapped over. So like ADM Computing said hello to me, they have one of our lovely mats in their reception when they come in. And there's lots of businesses throughout Kent that use us for that kind of service.
Oh, wow.
And we also have functional mats. So say, for example, you've got a garage and the guys are walking oil on their feet. If you've got a garage and you've got a problem like that, we can solve that problem because we have special mats that take the oil off of their feet, for example. So there's all different aspects. Anyway, I'm going
I'm interested in this. I want to ask you a couple of questions, because that's fascinating. I've never heard of it before. It's a kind of thing that we all need.
It is.
You know, in my offices, I have people that walk in and out all day long, and you just think, oh, look at the muck in here.
Yeah.
And I've never thought about having a mat that stops them making, you know, you have like a choir mat or something, but they never wipe their feet.
And they shed as well, choir mat.
Absolutely. And I'm also fascinated because as you started to tell us the story about that, I started thinking about disposable mats, and then you introduced the fact that you actually wash them and send it back in, and I'm just thinking, wow, that's really amazing.
And can I tell you what my mats are made from?
Yeah, go on.
The base of the mat, the rubber bit, is made from recycled car tyres.
Wow.
So because car tyres historically have ended up in landfill sites, and because they're resistant, because they've got to be to the elements when we're driving, what happens is they end up in landfill and they take years and years to break down. So the base is made from the granulated car tyres, so they're hard wearing, they're durable but functional. And then the nylon part, so the carpet part of the mat, is made from a product called Econil, which is made from recycled fishing nets. So again, historically,
that's what you'll be wearing at the
recycled fishing nets.
So again, historically, fishermen, when their nets get big holes in them, have thrown them overboard because they're no use. And what happens is wildlife gets ensnared in them. Dolphins, turtles, all sorts of things end up drowning in them. And again, because they're resistant to the elements, they take years to break down in the ocean.
Absolutely.
So they've discovered that actually they can use the nylon in it to actually recycle and use them to make the mats. And all our mats are manufactured in the UK. We try as a business to back UK companies wherever we can, as part of our carbon footprint and as part of, you know, supporting the local economy and the national economy. So so it's
I'm fascinated
really good,
by these mats.
I want one.
Especially with your new kitchen and everything.
Yeah, exactly. But I know you do loads of other things, and we want to talk about all those other things, but I'm into the mats.
And also with the mats as well, the other thing that we've designed, which is a brand new product, is health and safety mats. We're all becoming more more and more aware of health and safety, and we do mats that deliver a message. So say for example, because the other thing a mat does is absorb water, it will hold litres of water. You know, on the rainy day where we come in and we shake our umbrella and it goes all over the floor and then it's a slip hazard. Yeah. We do plain mats, logo mats, but we also do ones that say it's a slippery surface. You know, like the little yellow triangle with a little man slipping. Yeah, we do mats that deliver messages like forklift trucks, safety goggles must be worn in this area, things, so that when people enter a warehouse, for example, not only are there messages up on the wall, people often are looking at the floor and looking down at their iPhone, and there's the message there. Funny enough,
you answered a question I was going to ask anyway, which was, on these mats, can you get logos and stuff like that? And you just answered that question in
we
space.
We can do anything. We can even do, we could even put your face on there, Paul. How about that? And then Jules could come in and wipe her feet on you.
She would buy them in bulk from you if you did that.
I think actually,
I know exactly the picture.
I think one of him in his, you know, tutu, ready for his Zumbathon, it could go in the reception, and then when everyone comes in, they can wipe their feet, and you'll be covered in alpaca poo by the end of the day.
Exactly.
I have a zillion pictures that we could put on there.
Yeah, we could have
green
some fun, couldn't we?
Absolutely. I really love that. I really love the sound of that. So let's develop this a bit more, because that is just one of your products.
What a fabulous
product it sounds. Yeah. And, you know, again, it's one of those things that you just don't hear about, do you?
No,
you just don't think about
it. People don't realise.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Anyone that says, I've got a business and I don't need a mat, I would actually say you're wrong, because it's, you know, it's health and safety, it's wear and tear on your building, your cleaners can focus on other areas rather than having to keep cleaning the floor where the door is.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, as Jules alluded to earlier, I'm having a lot of work done on my house at home. I know you're talking about commercial property here, but even, you know, I've got workmen going in and out. I've got a building site. They've been working for 6 months. You know, builders are dirty. They've been working during the winter. You know, it's wet, it's muddy, it's all kinds. And with all the will in the world, they trail it through the house. They can't avoid it. And
I don't know how you live through it. You should have had a little teepee in the garden or something.
I've got a yurt.
Yeah.
But as part of our story, the business went from strength to strength. So we started off at home. I then had our daughter, and it got to the point where she was climbing over paper towel boxes, and we were getting deliveries, and they were knocking at the door at 6 o'clock in the morning. And my husband and I said, do you know what? We really need to take the next step and actually get some premises. So we went over to Kennington, to Sandals. So shout out to Sandals if they're listening. The builders in Kennington, and we started off with one little office there, and then as time went by, we then had two offices, we then had three, and then we had the whole building, and we said to them,
chucked them out.
Yeah, you haven't got any more space. So we then had to take the next big step, which was moving to Wootton Road, where we've got an industrial unit.
Right.
And I remember when we first moved in, it's a bit like when you move into a new house and the house is bigger, and you say, how on earth am I going to fill this house? And then before you know it, you do, don't you?
Oh, you do.
And
it's one of those things. You're absolutely right. When you're building a business, it's all about those moments where you have to take the risk to go to the next level.
You do.
And it's really scary. And you think, well, do I really need this? Is it going to pay off? Is it going to increase my cost too much? And then very quickly, all of a sudden, it goes away again.
And actually, the warehouse we've got in Wootton Road actually was getting too small, and we've had to put a mezzanine sort of double set of offices on now.
Yeah.
And the business has gone from strength to strength. Mm. And I guess in our business, we've got the right balance. Just as Sam was saying earlier, I want to rule the world and I'm a risk taker, and whereas my husband is much more probably the opposite, and they say opposites attract, but actually by being that way we get that equilibrium, that balance.
It complements each other.
Absolutely. So, you know, and I'm very passionate about what we do, even though it's, you know, people say, oh, it's only washrooms, but everybody
has one.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. You know, and I think it's something, you know, whereas obviously with certain things within business, that the dimensions and the market changes, you know, there will always be nappies, babies will always need their bottoms changing, for example, and you know, with mats, there will always be the footfall of people coming into buildings. So it is a market, you know, that's growing.
What about the hand washing thing and the hand drying? Because that's changed over the years. I mean, personally, I hate to use a hand towel that somebody else has used. And even at home, if we have friends round, I'll always change the hand towel from our loo on the landing that everybody uses. What's in vogue? Because I notice a lot of hotels, especially boutique, they have the lovely little flannels that are all individual that you can use, or you've got a fab hand dryer.
Yeah.
So what are
there's,
you doing?
There's all different aspects of hand drying, and I would say it's very much personal preference. For every product that you can dry your hands on, there's a plus, but there's also a minus to it. So we do the full range. We do, for example, roller towels, which is like with the cabinet and you yank on it and sort of dry your hands that way. Obviously some people prefer paper towels. I would never recommend a hand towel in an office.
No,
and I always say to people, I always say to people, it's warm, it's wet, it's the perfect grip breeding ground for bacteria. Would you share your bath towel with your office colleagues is what I'm asking any listeners. You know, it's true. And if you wouldn't, then why are you using a hand towel in your toilet? Because there's lots of ways. It doesn't have to be expensive. Obviously, we also do things like the high speed hand dryers, which are very popular now. And there is actually government funding available on some of the dryers as well. We're doing the Kent 2020 business exhibition at Detling. And we will actually, on our stand, we'll actually have some high-speed hand dryers that actually you can get some funding on if anybody's interested.
Okay. Are you allowed to say the make or
They're actually made by Ventaxia. So Ventaxia have been
heard
going a long time.
Yeah.
It's a good product, it's a quality product, and the nice thing is as well that you can get the spare parts for it. So once you've actually purchased the dryer, you can get the innards for it. Whereas sometimes when dryers wear out, we're of a throwaway society, aren't
we?
And obviously
absolutely.
We're all about the green and the recycling, you know, in every aspect of
our business.
Are
these the type where you put your hands in and it blows hot air or
warm
air?
These are the ones there. Rather than down, like the traditional air blade, these are ones that you put your hands underneath.
All right.
And what we've also come up with as well is we've got, because the disadvantage of the high-speed dryers are they dry your hands very quickly in about 10 to 12 seconds, and they're very low energy, which from a business point of view is great. The disadvantage is they blast the water off of your hands and it goes all over the floor. If you go into a lot of toilets now...
trousers.
Yeah, exactly. Down the front of you.
But if you go down in one, it wouldn't, would it?
They have a reservoir in the bottom.
Right.
The problem sometimes with those are you have to change the water in the bottom, because obviously otherwise...
Like a tumble dryer.
Yeah, otherwise there's the risk with water and you've got to be really careful. Mm. So again, there's pros and cons. Oh. And from a cost point of view, they're very expensive, those dryers.
Well,
whereas
those
these
Dyson
are about
ones
a third.
Yeah,
the Dyson
Airblade.
They are. You're talking anything from about £500 to £600 upwards.
Wow.
Whereas these are about half the price, but we put one of our, we've got special mats, again going back to mats, that we put underneath, and they absorb the water and actually hold the water, so they stop that trip hazard or slip hazard.
Fantastic.
And there's grants for those?
There's grants that go towards it, so when you have your tax at the end of the year, you can offset against
excellent.
I like it. I want to ask you a question. Well, I think I do. I think I want to ask you this, because I'm sure our listeners out there are going, really? I want to come back to nappies.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
What do you actually do with them? I mean, presumably these are disposable nappies rather than terry nappies.
And they're used nappies, as opposed to clean ones.
I'm not sure if I want to go any further into this, but I think we ought to. So what actually happens? Once you've got them, would you pop round there, you would have like a black sack and go... put them in.
Yeah, what happens is we obviously, there's various disposal units that our clients and the nurseries have on site, and then they go into a yellow sack, so it's colour coded, so the waste is segregated, so it doesn't get muddled up with your other, say, cardboard recycling, for example.
That could be embarrassing,
exactly,
couldn't it?
Exactly, I'm sure the little guys that come round and collect that really wouldn't want to be taking
nappy waste.
They
wouldn't be appreciative, would they?
No, absolutely. So obviously our drivers go round and they collect the waste, and it all goes back into the vans, and the vans are sort of segregated between clean and dirty, because obviously you don't want your dirty side of the van getting muddled up with the clean, because it wouldn't be nice. So they go round and they collect the waste, and then currently the waste goes to energy. So what they do is they incinerate it, and as they incinerate it, it creates energy and creates electricity. Wow. We used to take the nappy and sanitary waste for recycling, and that is hopefully going to start up again. They're looking at building a plant in the southwest of England, and it's all in the early stages at the moment, and we're being told probably by the end of next year it will be ready to rock and roll again. And basically what that does is it identifies the different waste streams. So within a nappy, for example, you've got the absorbent beads, for example. So they're taken away and they can recycle those and use those.
Wow.
They also take the plastic components, the plastic in a nappy. What they do is they autoclave it first with steam to make it safe. They then get the plastic components and they granulate it and mix it up, and they make roof tiles, garden furniture, cycle helmets. They also do it with sanitary waste as well, because we always laughed and said, if you had a cycling helmet, you know, made from Tampax, does that mean when it rains it expands? So, quite an interesting image.
I had quite a few routes I could go with that, and yes. I was trying to not, but yeah, you went there.
But I said it anyway. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Sorry. It's working in the waste industry. It's what it does to you.
Yeah.
But yes. Yeah, so every aspect, even the sewage part, shall we say, of the nappies, they take that, they put it into tanks, and you get methane gas build up, and the methane gas is then utilised and provides electricity, which can be used by the national grid.
So that's
what they were doing before.
Yeah,
so it is
cool.
amazing, you know, what they can do.
All of that is all quite new as well, but I have to tell you, when I first left school a long, long, long time ago,
must have been,
you weren't still in nappies, surely?
Well, I was almost. I actually worked at Turkey Mill, which was a paper mill, in Maidstone, and
one of our clients,
and when they were still a working paper mill, many years ago, and at Turkey Mill we made incredibly expensive handmade notepaper. What nobody was told is what it was made out of.
Yeah.
And we made it out of sanitary towels.
Really?
What it was made out of. And that
wow.
was 40 years ago. That's, you know, because in those days they were made from cotton.
Yeah.
And cotton was pulped to make good quality paper.
I thought in those days it was just a papaya leaf, wasn't it?
Clay tablet. Yeah, exactly. But it's fascinating how the recycling business has moved on.
Well, the thing is, sanitary and nappy waste in a landfill site takes 500 years to break down. So all those first nappies that went to landfill, they're all still there now.
And we're
running out of sites in the UK to actually landfill, and a lot of it ends up going abroad. And you see these third world countries with the children clambering all over it. And,
it's
you
not
know,
nice.
If we can recycle it and make something good out of something, you know, bad, then I think that's a great thing.
Absolutely. And I'm not averse to incineration of it either, because you're producing energy.
That's
and
right.
And energy is reusable. So, you know, although you can only use it once, as it were, you have at least used it. It's one of the things that used to annoy me a little bit about some of the things we do in this country. I read a report once in Australia about carrier bags, plastic carrier bags that we tried to ban in the UK. In Australia, they use them in incinerators for generating electricity because they burn them. And I always thought, well, why not do that? It's more useful than just banning something and not using it.
I do think the UK is still, you know, a few years behind the times compared to some of the other countries and you know, what goes on.
Absolutely.
So yeah, but for us, as I say, it's a great business to be in.
Absolutely.
And we really enjoy it, and we're really passionate about what we do.
Absolutely.
So, but it's also been a massive learning curve, because
I'm sure.
You know what it's like. You work for someone and you think, hey, I could do that. And actually, the reality of that when it kicks in is, you know, although there are great bits that you can do, it is also a massive learning curve on health and safety, on employment law, and what Sam was saying again about intellectual property. We were very lucky. BSK, a guy came and helped us and showed us what to do, and we actually got our fingers burnt in the early days, where we bought a product, the guy told us that he'd got the copy, the patent on it, and actually he
hadn't.
Didn't,
yeah.
So, and again, I would say as a word of warning to anybody that's running a business, if somebody says that, you can check it out,
yeah,
and don't take their word for it. But again, it's part of the learning process of being in a business.
Absolutely is. Sonia, we could talk about this forever.
We could,
and it's such a fascinating thing you do. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. We've got some other things to cover. So in a moment, just give people your website and your Twitter handle so that we can follow you, find out more, find out how to get hold of our mitts on these mats.
Okay, we're...
Mitts on these mats.
I like that. EcoSan's website is obviously www.ecosan.co.uk. And we've also got our Twitter, which is at EcoSan Services. And I think mine is at Sonia EcoSan, I think.
Sonia with a J.
Sonia with a J, yes, S-O-N-J-A.
So is that a little Swedish spelling?
Well, you know, I like to be different. Apparently there was a famous ice skater
called
Sonia Heaney. So I think it comes from there. See, Paul's old enough to remember.
I am indeed.
Jules, you know.
No, I don't remember.
No, she's just so old that her mind's gone. But the link to EcoSan's website is on the Kent Business Radio website.
Yep.
And if you follow me, Vanilla Web, you'll quickly find EcoSan and Sonia's personal Twitter handle.
And come and see us at the Kent 2020 Business. We're in the low carbon zone, so we'd love to see you.
Do come along. That's on May the 13th, if I remember rightly.
Yep.
At the Declan Showground.
It is,
yeah. Aren't we there?
Everyone's there.
We're there.
The business bunker's
there. We're live there on air.
We're doing a live pop-up
radio. Anyone who's anyone is there.
Yeah, we're doing a live pop-up radio station there in conjunction with Rift Account, with the folks from Rift Accounting. Yeah, absolutely. Sonia, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Wood of EcoSan Services.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure.
Talking of nappies, we've got Paul Andrews, who will be doing a Zumbathon on Saturday, May the 9th. Aylesford Sports College, 1 to 3pm listener. This is supported by jobsinkent.com, tesco.com and Channel Radio. On the day, it's £10 entry, which will all go to the Erbs Palsy Group. That's E-R-B-S, P for Peter, A-L-S-Y Group. And also the at KDCS Org.
Kent Deaf Children's Society.
Thank you. Mm. But on Twitter, it's KDCS.
KDCS Org.
Do you remember I said Sorg last time?
You did say KDC Sorg or something, didn't you?
Well, yeah. And Paul's sponsorship page, the lovely Vanilla Web, is uk.virginmoneygiving.com/Paul Andrews BB. Hoping that the BB stands for Business Bunker and nothing else.
Absolutely.
And as he so rightly said, if everybody just gave a pound, we'd be rocking.
Do you know what that is?
Pound on the chin.
No,
oh, yeah.
No.
I know what this is.
Chocolate cupcake.
Yeah, but I know what this is.
Just
for
you.
Is.
No, that's wine.
Oh, well, it's absolutely. I do that, you see.
And that's coffee.
Because I drink it more quickly.
Well, sorry, listener. You should know that I'm teaching her British Sign Language on the radio. How useful is that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, what I want to do now is, last week I went along to the Sevenoaks Business Show.
Did you?
Organised by the Sevenoaks Town Partnership.
Lovely.
And while I was there, I bumped into a few people and I interviewed them. Well, and I thought it would be rather nice to play the interviews. So here we go.
This is Paul Andrews at the Sevenoaks Business to Business Show here at the Stag Plaza Suite. Hello, sir. What brings you to the Sevenoaks Business to Business Show?
I was at the Breakfast Men's Breakfast just over the road. And,
The Cote Brasserie.
The Cote Brasserie.
Was
indeed.
It nice?
It was very nice. We had Sperry's champagne down there. So
very nice.
Went very well with the sausages.
Oh, I'm sure it did. So tell us your name and what you do.
So I'm Alice Wood of AW Accounting, Accountants Who Speak Your Language.
Wow, fantastic. And are you local?
I'm from near Meppen, so a little way away from here, but just up on the downs.
Okay, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your practice.
I've been going for around about 6 years, predominantly dealing with the sort of smaller end of the marketplace, mainly limited companies. So from my etch print artist who turns over next for nothing to £3 million turnover business.
Fantastic. So if our listeners want to find out more about you, have you got a website?
Yes, it's awaccs.co.uk.
Fantastic. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers. I've just met with Andrea Starbuck. Hello, Andrea. How are you?
I'm all right, Paul. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. We're at the Seven Oaks Business to Business Show, and you have a fascinating business. I love your business, Andrea. Why don't you tell our listeners what your business is?
Well, we specialise in finding local professional people, part-time and flexible roles within the local business community.
Cool. And one of the things that really I really love about this is you're taking people that have probably had big corporate careers, maybe have come home raising a family or have other commitments, and then want to use their expertise back in the workplace. Is that right?
That's correct. We do have most of our majority of the community we deal with are women, but we're not exclusive to women. Sure. But we do have loads and loads of professionals that have worked in any loads of sectors that have, like you correctly said, worked in the city, that want to add value to local organisations, that have had a break for whatever reason, or haven't had a break but are looking to change their sort of work-life balance and looking for some more flexibility in their lives.
So. Absolutely. So it's all about flexibility.
Absolutely.
But it's highly talented flexible working, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got people that have got to the top of their tree in their industry that can offer so much to local organisations that are happy to work in a role that wasn't necessarily comparable to what they were doing before, but they realise that their expertise can add value to local organisations that couldn't necessarily afford them full time.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, the beauty of what this is these people are at a level where a small and medium-sized business wouldn't normally be able to afford their expertise.
That's right.
But because of this flexible package that you have,
yep,
it makes it much more doable.
Yeah, for example, we had a requirement recently who needed someone with a full financial accounting sort of background, and what we ended up finding the client was somebody with that, but also with a extensive knowledge in tax.
Right.
So they had an extra bonus with that person, an added value for somebody who had a special expertise in tax.
Right.
So they could sort of save money elsewhere by not outsourcing that requirement and having it in house.
Fantastic. No, it's absolutely. I love your business. If people want to find out more about it, how can they find you?
They can find us at www.10to2.org or on Twitter at 10to2KentA.
Fantastic. Hi, who have we got here?
Lovely to see you.
I'm James Morgan from Howitzer Advertising.
Fantastic. Howitzer, lovely name. Love your branding. What do you do?
Well, we do advertising campaigns. We do all kinds of marketing communications as well. Brochures. We've got a web guy. Yeah, direct mail, anything that involves design or copywriting, basically.
Oh, fantastic. And where are you based?
We're based in Seven Oaks, in the High Street. We've got a
relationship. So very local here. You didn't have far to come this morning.
2-minute walk.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Yeah, not too bad. Yeah.
So you're based in Seven Oaks High Street. How long has Howitzer been going?
We're a new company. We've been trading since last summer.
Wow, okay.
So it's still...
almost first birthday time.
Almost, yeah. We'll have to go and celebrate that when it happens.
Absolutely,
yeah. Haven't folded yet, so that's a good thing.
Brilliant. No, absolutely brilliant. Cool. So how do we get hold of you? If our listeners want to find out more about Howitzer, how do they do that?
Okay, what you need to do is go to howitzeradvertising.co.uk.
Fantastic.
You'll find us on Google, find us anywhere, or just remember the name.
Brilliant. Are you on Twitter?
We're not on Twitter, actually.
No, yep, go on Twitter.
I do have a Twitter account, but social media... is we don't have time to update it at the moment. We're a small company, so we'll get there. I think within, we'll probably be at Howitzer Advertising tomorrow.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Cheers. Thank you.
Hi, who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Carrie Churchhouse from Athena Wealth Planning. Who are you?
I'm Paul Andrews. I'm from the Business Bunker Show.
Oh, hi,
it's
Paul.
Lovely to see you at the Seven Oaks Business Show.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Athena Wealth Planning.
Well, Athena is a corporate chartered independent financial advice service in Seven Oaks.
Right.
We're so proud of that. We are the only corporate in Seven Oaks that's got chartered status.
Wow,
which
okay.
is fantastic.
Wow.
We have two independent financial advisors. Both of us are chartered. Both of us are fellows. And we look after clients from birth to grave, making
really?
Their wealth work for them. Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, and it's individuals that you're targeting?
Individuals, corporates, business owners. We've got the dynamics of the two of myself and my business partner. I have a corporate background training, and Colin has a private training.
Right.
So we blend together. It's a business marriage made in heaven. So
absolutely.
Really
fantastic.
Good.
So, and how long have you been based in Seven Oaks?
6 months. We were both partners in the city before that.
Wow.
We were a big city partnership and left and went, we want to do our own thing. set up here, and it's just gone brilliantly. It's so cool.
We love new businesses on the Business Bunker Show.
Excellent.
So it's really great to hear that you set up here in Sevenoaks. What brought you to Sevenoaks? Is it
somewhere? Well, I live in Sevenoaks.
You do. Okay.
So I know Sevenoaks very well. We've got lots of connections here. We work locally with lots of solicitors, some of the banks here. So it's really good. We've got a good business network already. And most of our business is all referral. If you know us, you like us, you come in and we help you.
Fantastic.
So it works really well for
Brilliant.
Us.
Carrie, thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
If our listeners want to get hold of you, how can we find you?
On the website, www.athenawealthplanning.co.uk. You can get us on there or email us, advisor@athenawealthplanning.co.uk. And that's how you can get us.
Good Fantastic. Morning. Who have we here?
Hi, my name's Kelly Teasdale.
Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So what brings you to the Sevenoaks Business Show?
I'm here marketing my business, marketmyproduct.co.uk.
Marketmyproduct.co.uk. Fantastic. So tell us what you do, Kelly.
So I do marketing for local businesses. So we do PR, internet marketing, email marketing, mobile marketing, anything that helps local businesses in terms of bringing customers, driving traffic to their website, and really just increasing sales.
Fantastic. Are you based in Sevenoaks?
We are, yeah. We're based in Otford.
And how long have you been going?
We've been on going now for about 6 months.
That's brilliant. On the Business Bunker Show, we love start-up businesses. We love people that take the risk and jump into the pool of small business. How are you enjoying it?
I'm absolutely loving it. I've actually been working in marketing for 15 years.
I'm sure, yeah.
But this is like the first time I've been out on my own.
But this is your baby.
Exactly.
It's your baby,
this
Kelly.
This is different.
Fantastic. That's absolutely brilliant. If our listeners want to find out more about you, how can they do that?
If they want to find out more about our services, they can go to www.marketmyproduct.co.uk.
Fantastic. Kelly, enjoy the rest of the day and lovely to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
There are millions of small businesses in the UK, but in 2013, only 13,000 of them claimed back the cash that they were entitled to from the government. £46,000 on average, they say. If you've spent time and resources carrying out new product development or working on innovative solutions, you could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Stuart did.
My company, Travel Welfare, have been developing new cost-effective software for issuing vouchers to delayed flight passengers. Rift Research and Development helped me claim tens of thousands of pounds back against the staff time and material costs I invested. It was such a simple process and they completed everything for me, so I had nothing to worry about. I would strongly recommend Rift and I'll be using them again.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 21st of April, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. That was some interviews we did last week at the Sevenoaks Business Show, some really interesting people, and another great business show that happens around Kent, all over the place. We have loads and loads of good business organisations and good business get-togethers. And as Sonia mentioned earlier, the next big one coming up is 2020 on May the 19th. We will be there, as will Sonia.
Live.
And we'll be there live with a pop-up radio show.
Sonia will be live, no doubt.
I'm sure she will.
Yes, I will.
Yeah. Cool. I want to tell you about another thing that's happening, which is the Medway Business Awards. And they're happening manana tomorrow. The sponsors of this year's Medway Business Awards are delighted to invite you to the 2015 launch event, which will take place on Wednesday the 22nd of April, that's tomorrow, from 5:30pm until 7pm, and it's happening at the McLeod's Restaurant and Bistro, which is at the Mid-Kent College, Medway Road, Gillingham, and the postcode for that is ME71FN. That's a brand new campus, well it's been there a couple of years now, but it's a brand new campus down in Gillingham for the Mid-Kent College. Do come along and enjoy a complimentary refreshments, meet the sponsors, and hear how entering these prestigious awards can help raise your company profile. Acknowledge the efforts of your team and showcase your company's excellence to others. There's also a great networking opportunity, and after the speeches, we would like to invite you to stay and take the optional tour of the college's newly opened Pure Beauty Salon.
Well, that's what you need.
Yeah. Spaces are limited, so please book your place early to avoid disappointment. There's plenty of parking at Mid Kent College, which is situated through the raised barrier. If you'd like to come along, could you please RSVP Sarah at Rise Communications. That's RISE, all one word, risecommunications.co.uk, or you can call Sarah on 07786 261 934, but email Sarah at risecommunications.co.uk if you'd like to go along tomorrow evening to Mid Kent College McLeod's restaurant for an introductory session on the Medway Business Awards. Do go along to that. And also, as Jules isn't participating any longer, she's busy playing with her phone.
I'm tweeting.
I'll do everything, don't worry.
That's good for you.
Yeah. Having a co-presenter is really useful if they ever do anything.
I've got a little carb slump.
You've got a little carb slump, darling. Yeah, you're having a little snooze.
Yeah, so much pay here.
Yeah, somebody mentioned snoozing in the afternoon, so you took them up on it straight away.
I have had two coffees as well.
Have you?
Yeah. Very hot in here.
It is warm in here.
Do you want me to read something?
Yeah, well, you get yourself organised and I'll read this while you're getting yourself organised.
Far away.
This is an FSB event. Have you thought about taking on an apprentice in your company but don't know how to go about it? Then come to this joint event with the National Apprenticeship Service and the Kent and Medway Federation of Small Business. It's happening on West Kent College, Brook Street, Tunbridge on the 24th of April. Yeah, the 24th of April, that would be Friday.
Yeah.
This is an ideal opportunity for employers who would like to find out more information about apprenticeship programs. It's from 12 noon and there's lunch and networking. There's a welcome at 12:30 from Simon Robinson, who's the Kent and Medway FSB Regional Vice Chairman. There's a talk from Tracy Ann Barker, who's the Group Head of Business Development for West Kent College. Bram McNaughton, who we've never heard of, from EK Media, on how an apprentice has given their business a boost. And there's Charlie Robinson, who is actually an apprentice at EK Media, on what it's like to be a young apprentice and presumably what it's like to work for Brent and Liz, which will be quite nice. Mm. And the whole event finishes at 1:45, so it's not going to take very long. And there's refreshments and a bit of networking. So do please get along to that this Friday at West Kent College, Brook Street in Tunbridge, if you'd like to know more about apprenticeships. And can I give you a hint? If you are running a small business, you do want to know more about apprenticeships because it is one of the best schemes going. And everybody the other side of the desk here in the studio is nodding like mad in agreement.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you want to find out more about that or any other of the events, you can go to the FSB website, which is fsb.org.uk/Kent and Medway, and find out more about that.
Very nicely read, co-presenter. There's a new property networking event which is launching in Kent, and it's tonight, 21st of April. It's at the Village Hotel in Maidstone. The doors open at 6:30, and they just want to let you know about this networking event. This is hosted by Steve Lamontagne. I just love his name.
You made that up.
No, it's his name, Steve Lamontagne. Progressive Property Network event. So it is tonight, as I said, at the Village Hotel in Maidstone. Doors open 6:30. That's a good one. And then there's an employment law update, which is this Thursday. This is for Kent in Victor Chamber. Furley Page will be, who are highly ranked by Chambers and the Legal 500, is presenting a practical interactive workshop on employment law. And the topics being covered are recent development in employment law and future changes, practical guidance on how to prepare for change, effects on HR policy and procedures and people management, and also covering new cases, employment reforms and implementation of European directives. And also employment law and the general election of this year. This is at 8:30 on Thursday the 23rd of April at the Mercure Maidstone. Please go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk. And then also there's a Dartford and Gravesham Business Awards. And this is today at 5:30, so you've got time after bunker to have a little cup of tea and then toddle off. It's at the Barnes...
A little biscuit.
Barnes Roof.
She always goes Dame Edna when she's doing that.
LLP.
You can have a little cup of tea and a biscuit.
Charles Lake House, Clare Causeway, Crossways Business Park, Dartford. I'm going to read out the sat nav. It's D for Donald, A for Archie, 2, 6, Q for Quebec, and A for Archie. You can enjoy drink and canapes or canapes. Well, I have to say canapes because otherwise people think I really think it's canapes, which is a bit worrying. While hearing from the DGBA sponsors, so that's the Dartford and Gravesham Business Awards. So who are the sponsors? I don't know. As part of the 10th anniversary celebrations, they will be having the following surgery sessions. So Keith Mason, who's a partner at Barnes Rowe, Krishan Patel, who's a solicitor at Thompson, Snell and Passmore, and Matt Keir, who's an SME relationship manager at Lloyds Bank. Spaces are limited. You need to phone 07786 261 934. That's 07786 261 934, and it's this evening at 5:30 in Crossways Business Park at Dartford.
Fantastic, thank you for that. I just wanted to remind people about the Kickstarter project that the lovely Ashley Madden has been running. And she's tweeted, we're 74% funded now, and the campaign ends this Friday at 4 p.m. So please do get in there and help this wonderful project get off the ground. For those of you that don't remember, we have talked about it the last couple of weeks, but Ashley is writing a children's book based around the concept of mindfulness, and helping children to cope with sleep better and things like that, around a fabulous children's book. Ashley herself is a graphic designer. She's designed the characters and she's written a book as well, of course. But there's fantastic graphics in the book, lovely trolls. We were talking about this earlier, kind of troll-like monster things they are. And you can find out all about it. The best thing to do is to follow Ashley on the Twitter, and her handle is BuddhaBugs. Let me spell that for you. It's BuddaBugz, BuddaBugs. So do follow BuddaBugs on the Twitter, or you can go to Kickstarter and search for Zenji, Z-E-N-J-I, Zenji, and put some money into this project. It's a fabulous project. You'll love it as soon as you see it. So do please give it some support. There's not very long left. They're 74% of the way there with their funding. I've funded it. Other people around here are funding it. You need to fund it too. Do take a look at that. I think you'll find it a fascinating project. I just want to re-emphasise again, the winners from British BidStar last week were the Pink Jacket, a PR and communications company based up there in Grimsby, and well done to those guys. And also well done to Click Business Solutions, who won the Theo Pafitis SBS Small Business Sunday award last week. So congratulations to all of those people. We're kind of fast approaching the end of the show now. It's been a packed show, and I just want to say a big thank you to everybody that participated in the show. It was absolutely lovely to hear from Sam Bowen of Hippos Limited. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
It's absolute pleasure. It was equally a pleasure to hear from the nappy queen.
Thank you. I've been called worse. Yeah,
the mistress of mats. the lovely Sonia Wood of EcoSan Services over there, based over there in Ashford. Do you cover the whole of Kent? Or?
We do. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Cool. So that's so if you want your
just not Tenterden. Yeah. Stay away.
Yeah. So that's EcoSan Services. Do give them both a follow on the Twitter and have a look at their websites. Thank you to all the people that were interviewed from the Seven Oaks Business Show. It was lovely to hear from you all. Most of all, thank all of you for listening into the show, for sending us your emails, and for tweeting in your encouragement, your support, and your interest. Thank you so much. We do appreciate
it. And our fabulous sponsors.
And big thank you to our today's sponsors, the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway, and also our headline sponsors, Rift, the lovely folks at Rift Accounting. And as Jules said, we will be with Rift at the 2020 show on May the 13th with a pop-up radio station.
I shall be doing the interviews. You'll be swanning around.
I'll be doing all the work.
You'll be getting the cupcakes.
Absolutely. Now then, I want to tell you about what's coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of the day, because there's a change in the schedule.
What is coming up?
There is a couple of things I want to tell you about. Mm. First and foremost, we've changed the listen again structure on Channel Radio. And as of now, you just go into the show page. So there's a page that says presenters. If you click on the face of the presenter of the show you want, it will take you to a thing called Encore, which is a listen again feature. And one of the things that people asked us for is the ability to fast forward through it. And you can now do that. The reason we were unable to do that is we don't allow you to make copies of it because our license doesn't allow that. So we found an encryption method that stops you doing that, but you can fast forward and stop and pause it, which is what
great,
people want to
do. Whenever I listen, somebody always knocks on the door.
Absolutely.
Great idea.
Anyway, coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today, at 3 o'clock we've got Mr. Pete Dix with Beatles and Beyond. At 5 o'clock we've got the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. And then it's new time. We have Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 unsigned new and up-and-coming tracks of music on the New Potato Show in their new time slot of 7 till 9pm this evening. And that's followed also in their new time slot by the wonderfully awesome Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show at 9 o'clock. And Boy George is on from 9 until 10 o'clock tonight. So New Potato is now on at 7, followed straight away by Boy George at 9 o'clock.
And if you haven't heard the Boy George show, it's fabulous. My husband slept all the way through it in bed, but I boogied. It's fantastic, isn't it?
I don't think I wanted to know that.
No, I told you at the time. I tweeted you. She did tweet me.
She tweets me at odd hours with odd things.
Gav was snoring. I was bored.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with a packed show next week. Have a fabulous week, and we'll see you all soon.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Channel Radio.